It's been over a week, and finally we have stopped getting feedback about our imagined coverage of the burning of Washington by British forces during the War of 1812.
I'm embedded with the invading British forces. We're on Capitol Hill. The British have formed a line, muskets at the ready, and then they're on the march toward the Capitol building itself.
Well, your reaction burned up Twitter with a lot of love, but our online inbox and our comment section, well, those were more of a mixed bag.
There were plenty who liked what they heard. Rob Rivera of Cleveland Heights, Ohio, writes, "As a high school history teacher, let me thank you for bringing the events of 1814 and the burning of our Capitol alive. I plan to use it in class and now have inspiration for a multimedia project for my students."
And then there were the haters. Glenn Rose of Lexington, Virginia writes, "This was a new low in journalistic responsibility. Please make up your minds if you want to live up to the excellence of the 1970s, when NPR grew into a source of thoughtful reporting, or if you think you all are the Mercury Theater Players."
And there were comments that were hard to categorize. We think they were kidding, but, well, you decide.
Like this letter from Corey Burns of Cozad, Nebraska. "I found your reenactment of the battle over Washington in 1814 to be in very poor taste. It has taken a long time to heal the wounds from that period in our history and establish a tenable trust with the British government. Why, then, would you so blithely and carelessly make a joke of this episode and tear open those wounds afresh? This may be amusing and entertaining, perhaps even educational to future generations, but your timing was awful. Too soon, all things considered. Too soon."
And David Staple of Overland Park, Kansas, writes this. "When I heard your reports on Thursday that the British had captured and burned Washington, D.C., I immediately destroyed my wife's Downton Abbey DVDs as an act of defiance against our national enemy. It was not until Friday morning, when I was at my local McDonald's, demanding that they change their menu to offer Eagle McMuffins, that I learned that you had been reporting on events that happened two centuries ago. Shame on you, NPR, for your fear-mongering and sensationalism."
We are shamed, and we're sensational, mm-hmm. Robert, and we appreciate all of your comments. Please keep them coming. You can write to us by visiting npr.org. Click on Contact. It's at the very bottom of the page.